Assalamu alaikum, dear brothers and sisters. This is To My Brother, and I'm your host, Mehdi. It's great to have all of you here, and today we want to talk about a character who not only influenced Muslims across the world, but influenced many non-Muslims as well. This great personality is the Commander of the Faithful, Imam Ali, peace and blessings upon him. Imam Ali alayhi salam treated all human beings to be equal in the matter of rights and responsibilities, and he did not fix any limit in this behalf of equality among all human beings. And if he did fix any such limits, it was fixed keeping in mind the interests of the public in general, the people. And when we study the character of Imam Ali, we clearly see that he did not violate this freedom, the freedom of the people, the freedom of the public, the freedom in any of his laws, orders, rules, or regulations, and he always kept the public welfare in his view, in all his actions. He dealt equal treatment to both his friends and his foes.
قال أمير المؤمنين علي عليه السلام إن لله في كل نعمة حقا فمن أداه زاده منها ومن قصر فيه خاطر بزوال نعمته.
أمير المؤمنين علي عليه السلام said, "Surely in every blessing there is the right of Allah. If one discharges that right, Allah increases the blessing. And if one falls short of doing so, one stands in danger of losing the blessing."
Welcome back, dear listeners. This is To My Brother, and we're talking about the universal persona of Imam Ali alayhi salam. So, dear friends, we are humbly at your service speaking about the universal persona of Imam Ali alayhi salam. His Eminence, of course, the first divinely appointed Imam and the rightful successor to the Holy Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi. Imam Ali alayhi salam's universal persona truly is this fountainhead of wisdom and knowledge and these kind of points and statements that even after the passing of 1,000 years are so very applicable. Even His Eminence's life itself is something from which we can draw so many lessons from. You know, we find that in the era of Imam Ali alayhi salam's birth and his youth, we find that the people of Mecca and the tribes of Mecca and the prevailing religion amongst the people in the Arabian Peninsula in general was idolatry. It was polytheism. And so they worshipped these idols that were made of wood and stone and ivory and gold and silver and jewels. There were small, hand-sized idols. There were huge idols that were bigger than a human being. There were idols that used to hang upon the walls of the Holy Kaaba or that people would have in their houses. These idols were something that were prevalent amongst the people in the Arabian Peninsula. What's interesting is that the Bani Hashim, of course, was this tribe from whom the Holy Prophet Imam Ali alayhi salam, both of them come from. They did not engage in polytheism or idolatry. They were monotheists. But Imam Ali alayhi salam came forth, and even the Prophet, in an environment that was like this. And yet, because it was an environment of falsehood, they opposed that falsehood. They restrained themselves from that falsehood. They stood away and they stayed away from that falsehood that was prevailing in their society. And so what a beautiful lesson for us in the present day is that some of us live in countries or places in the world where the surrounding is very un-Islamic. The surrounding is full of falsehood and different moral and ethical corruptions. We live in places where, you know, we are surrounded by evil. And so first and foremost, you know, we need to think about whether we need to live in places or even allow our families to live in places where there is overwhelming moral, ethical corruption and evil. Is it a wise thing to do to live in such kind of places and to put our very faith and our future in the hereafter at stake, to put those things in danger? But if for any reason we do not think that we should leave these places, or perhaps we cannot leave these places, then we have to protect ourselves. Protect ourselves as if we are facing a great fire which will completely annihilate us if we are not careful. And so just as Imam Ali alayhi salam protected himself from the fires of the idolatry of his age, we too must protect ourselves in this modern era idolatry that we face, the fires of evil in the present day. A very thought-provoking lesson indeed, brought to us by the universal persona of Imam Ali alayhi salam. At this moment, we invite you to listen to parts of the Arabic text of Ziyarat Aminullah along with its English translations. Please stay tuned.
Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Allahumma fastajib du'ayi واقبل ثنائي واجمع بيني وبين أوليائي بحق محمد.
O Allah, give favorable answer to my prayer. Acknowledge the praise I sign in worship. Let there be peace and harmony between me and my friends for the sake of Muhammad, Ali, Fatima, Al-Hassan and Al-Hussein. Verily, thou art my benefactor who provides with bounties, the aim of my desires, the ultimate destination of my hopes in my future life and during this short life. Thou art my God, my master and my Lord. Welcome my friends, keep our enemies away from us. To save us from the evil mischief, divert their attention. Let the true world come out in the open, supreme and dominant. Refute and condemn the fully, rendered contemptible. Verily, thou art able to do all things.
And now we invite you to listen to Sayyid Muhammad Ridhvi.
We claim to be Shia of Ali. It's not only in our theology and in our fiqh that we have to follow Ali. Even in our spirituality. You know, these days in the Western world, there is a lot of discussion about, you know, spiritual development. Probably because material goods are all around, people are still finding that void and they look for spiritual development. Many times, many Muslims, Shias also, are pulled in the stream of Sufism. This is where we have to realize we are Shi'atu Ali. Even if you go here and there, they will take you back to the door of Ali. It's a pity that you leave this door, go somewhere else, and talk to them, they will take you back to Ali. Sometimes we have things we do not realize. We have things we do not appreciate. We have Ali and his knowledge. How much time we spend in looking at Nahj al-Balagha? We go through all these, you know, feel-good books, self-help books and this and that we buy. Oh, we have everything here. And if it's difficult to go through Nahj al-Balagha, now there are books. Thematic approach to Nahj al-Balagha. For example, the book by Shaykh Murtaza Mutahiri, which is a brief, you know, discussion about different discussions, different subjects in Nahj al-Balagha. Look at it. We don't need a non-Muslim to go to Nahj al-Balagha, select some sayings that he likes, publish it, and then we go to, you know, Marx and Nobles or other stores, and then we see, oh, this is a good book. What did he say? Living and Dying with Grace, Counsels by Hazrat Ali bin Abi Talib, selected by a non-Muslim coming to us now, whereas we had the book before. You know, this is where we have to realize, when we talk about even this quest of spirituality, we have the source, we have the teachers, we have the guide, and we have the examples. Sometimes it becomes like, you know, as if we are, again, I'm using here the example by Shaheed Murtaza Mutahiri, where he says in one place that we Shias have become like the vendor. You know, when you go to Makkah, there are all these people with their items they are selling and shouting 5 riyal, 10 riyal, this and that. So we are one of those vendors selling perfume. The best of perfume, we are advertising it, saying this is the best one, you know, buy it. If you go close to that person, he himself is smelling bad. So we talk Ali, 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 Ali. Yes, we have to promote Ali to the whole world. But at least rub that perfume on yourself also from, you know, time to time.
Thank you very much for listening to this episode of the program, To My Brother. For more information, visit our website at iranradio.ir. Until another episode, God bless you and fi amanillah.